matter of fact, I don't know that we ever look at failures as anything that can produce any good. And I know the ladies get aggravated at me in prison when I tell them, you know, you don't really have to worry about Satan, because all Satan can do is work the will of God. That's all he can do is work the will of God. I'm always interested in these people that's coming in, and they're always blaming Satan. Well, you know, Satan did this and Satan did that, and I'm always interested. Well, Satan did it, but who gave him permission? Who gave him permission? I mean, Satan gave Job a lot of trouble, but who gave him permission? And obviously here, Jesus Christ is telling Peter, he said, Peter, you're going to go through a time of separation. You're going to go through a time of separation because there's going to be pressure put on you, Peter. Satan has made a request, and it's based on you, Peter. And he's made a request that's based on separation. He says he's desired to sift. That word means sift, as wheat, separation, the chaff from the body of the grain. So he says, Peter, Satan has desired to have you. He's desired to sift you, to cause you separation. I don't know if any of you have ever been through that. You ever been through a time, maybe in your walk with the Lord, that you had a time of separation. Maybe something happened, maybe a tragedy, or maybe a temptation, maybe just a weakness, maybe something that was unexpected, and you really just didn't expect that to be a part of your Christian walk with the Lord, but nevertheless it happened, and you said you had a time of separation. And so Satan comes along, and his idea is to separate the chaff from the wheat. Now Jesus tells Peter, he said, Peter, I want you to be a man of faith in this failure. I want you to be a man of faith in this failure. And if you look at verse 32, you understand that Jesus Christ, through prayer, is expressing to the Father his request for Peter to have an enduring faith that will produce a benefit out of Peter's failure. Now, I know that you've all got weaknesses. You know how I know you all got weaknesses? Because you're still living. That's how I know you got weaknesses. Maybe you're the only one that knows them. You know, maybe your local church doesn't know what weaknesses you have. Maybe they don't know you lie a little bit when you get into a bind. Maybe they don't know that you do a little secret pornography on your computer when no one else is looking. Maybe they don't know that you mislead the IRS on your income tax returns because you really just have a problem trusting the Lord in the area of finances. Maybe there's people that don't know that. Maybe there's people here, maybe wives use money that they don't tell their husbands about, and maybe the husband's got things going on and he don't tell his wife about it. You know, I don't, who knows? But I just know that you're living. You know, I tell the women in prison that God's going to deal with your sin. God's going to deal with your sin one way or the other. God's going to deal with your sin. Now, you drive by any cemetery. Next time you drive by a cemetery, just do this. Just stop and